Havana here on Today FM. One of the biggest songs of the summer before that, Coldplay, Viva La Vida, from the album of the same name, just before they released Miners Are Loaded. And it is absolutely savage. If you ever get a chance, pick it up. Some great numbers on there. Life in Technicolor is on there. Brilliant songs. Anyway, I want to move on because I want to talk about teachers. A lot of people online today are sharing their fondest memories of teachers and some of the stuff that they've done for them. And over time, you start to realize that, you know, when you were younger, some people in classrooms, they think, oh God, I remember that teacher. Oh, they were so hard on me, or they did this and they did that. What we don't realize is that teachers are kind of the basis of what we're going to do for the future. And a lot of the time, they are responsible for the type of person that you grow up to be. And I know there's a couple of teachers out there that were very, very good to me. For instance, Stephen Riley, who is now the principal in Gardaí College in Bannisloe. I tip my hat to that man. I would cross the street any day of the week to meet him before I'd cross the street to meet anyone else, just to shake his hand because of the love he gave me for the Irish language. And he did that in such a creative way that other teachers didn't do it. It wasn't just sit down in the classroom and write essays out and learn that off by heart. No, lads, learn it off by heart and you'll get an A. Hey! No, he actually put you in the situation. You set up little Kayleys, things like that, between the girls' school and the lads' school, which made him a hero by rite of passage anyway, in fairness. But we learned it, we loved it, we spoke it, and even in the classroom for your orals aren't like that. It was so important. Another teacher like that I had was a lovely lady called Joanne Duffy, who I want to give a nod to as well. She got me an A1 in geography in the Leaving Cert because she would sit down with you and she would make sure that you would comprehend it as opposed to just learn it off by heart. She would make sure that you knew what you were talking about, that you enjoyed it, that you got to know a lot about the nature and the landscape of the land. And to this day, some of the stuff that she has taught me has stuck to me. Like last weekend, I was up in Donegal going around arches and sea stacks and things like this. And all I was thinking about was all this stuff that I learned from my Leaving Cert. And it was because I knew she had a genuine love for this topic, and so did I. And it made a real difference. And you know, when you do your Leaving Cert exams, you get your results and the teacher comes up to you and they look you in the eye and say, look, I wish you the best for the future. And I really hope that things work out for you and they keep in touch with you. That's how you know a teacher. You meant a lot to a teacher and they meant a lot to you. And I think that's so important. So today, you can get in contact and give a shout out to any teacher you want that has made a difference and has been sound to you. We're talking about sound teachers, 087-4100-102. And this is Jess Glynn, especially for all the sound teachers. I'll be there. Jess Glynn, I'll be there. Emmett has got in contact saying, I loved my teacher in primary school, Mr. Burns. He always let us have class outside when it was sunny. What a legend. Oh, yes. Yes. Hedge school days. I remember this. Our teacher, Mr. Johnny Johnson, used to do that too as well. On a hot day, he'd be like, come on, lads, we'll go outside here now. And he'd still teach you. And you'd be sitting down and you'd learn. You'd want to learn more just because you were enjoying the sun. Joan has got in contact as well. Has got in contact. She says, best teacher ever, Mrs. Daly in St. Dominic's School, Ballyfermot. She's now the principal there and well deserving of it. She is brilliant. Rory's got in contact. He says, Ferg, teachers can say everything without saying anything at all. Well, the best ones can anyway. Experienced teachers have perfected the use of their facial expressions so they can communicate with a student with a glance, lift an eyebrow, let a student know that they might need to try harder, or also give that curt little smile to say that a student has done very, very well. Yeah, I like that. I think that's brilliant. Also, you notice as well with the really, really good teachers is that they don't accept failure. They always try every angle, every strategy to help students to succeed. And I think that's the most important thing. And there's certain messages. I have friends that are teachers and they tell me there's certain messages they would love to give the students that they're not allowed to say. For instance, that, you know, whether you succeed in this exam or not does not dictate who you are in life. You know what I mean? And there's certain little things like that. And I think that's the beauty of teaching is that, like, sometimes they don't get to see everything, but they do it in their own little way. So you'd often see it on a report card. You'd often see it in a note that they might write in your book. Well done for getting all your spellings right. First time, now keep it going kind of thing for the student that doesn't get their spellings right all the time. I think, you know, it's important to do that. Very important. 087-4100-102. Are you a teacher out there and you want to get in contact? Or is there a teacher you want to give a shout out to? Let us know. Give them a shout out, but tell us why you're giving them a shout out. Don't just say, yeah, big up to Mr. Darcy in the studio. Some bye. That doesn't make any sense. It's Today FM. Just Jack from 2006, the year I started working in radio. Oh, God, yeah. It's Today FM's Further Lyrics with you all the way through the afternoon. Amory's on the line. We're talking about teachers. Amory, how are you?
Hi, I'm good, thank you.
You want to give a shout out to a teacher you had?
Yeah, Miss Cashman from Capricorn.
Okay, and tell me about her.
She was just a lovely lady. She teaches science in junior level and leaving cert, and she was lovely. She made me really interested in the subject, made it easy to learn, and I went on to study it in college as well.
I think that's the key. I think you know that when a teacher kind of makes that connection with a student, that's when you know you're going to end up studying that. It was the same with me when I was doing Irish. I kind of knew I was going to end up doing Irish in college. It was just one of those things, you know. It was just because my teacher had given me such love for it. I was like, yeah, that's where I want to go. It was my favourite subject. Anyway, listen, it was lovely having you on, Anne-Marie. Have a lovely day.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Paul has got a contact. He says, Mr. Brennan, who taught me business studies in St. Pat's in Cavan, great teacher who made business interesting, but was a big footy fan as well. Man United and Everton. We had great chats and debates about the soccer teams whilst also learning a lot at the time whilst we did it. Lovely message in here.
Fogle, massive shout out to Mr. Frank Farrelly in Mount Sinai in Waterford. A great English teacher, a great person, and taught me a lot of the values I have. My name is Maren and I'm from Waterford.
Cheers for that, Aaron. I have to tell you, there is certain people out there that just give you the qualities of life, isn't it? It's not just, they make you a more rounded person, if you want to put it like that. Anyway, big up to all the teachers who are heading back to work. Ferg, can you give a big shout out to Miss McClafferty from Galway, who is the greatest teacher that ever walked the planet. She's always so good with the kids and she teaches them to dance all the time. Well done to Mrs. McClafferty. Well done, well done. Now, I'm going to play some more music and then we're going to get down to business with Live at Today FM. That is where you pick any song that you've ever heard recorded in session live here over the past 20 years and we will get it on for you. Here's Years and Years, If You're Over Me.